The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hey there, it's Miller with Team Johnson, and I just wanted to let you know that this episode is a little extra special today because it's brought to you by MarketingImpactAcademy.com. We only open registration once a year, and that time is now. Look, you already listened to this podcast, so I know you know the value Shalene and Brock bring. Just imagine that information on steroids, but you know, the healthy, non-GMO, organic kind. Bottom line, if you want to know how to start an online business, figure out your niche, build a better business presence online, whether it's through social media or email marketing, make cash fast, tips and tricks to crush your first course, baby offer and freemium, I mean, honestly, I can go on forever, but Shalene has a show to do. But I will add this, since our launch last year, we've added more than a dozen new professors and have brand new courses on everything from TikTok to Canva to book publishing to Shopify to podcasting. Plus, we update our content all the time because we're a little OCD about it being up to date. Because hey, let's be honest, after 2020, you need to know how to pivot and find your thing and crush at that thing more than ever. So I invite you to check out MarketingImpactAcademy.com. We have seriously amazing things planned, and I'm just honored to be part of something that has truly helped thousands find their successful business path online. Head to MarketingImpactAcademy.com. See you inside the academy.
Hey there, welcome to the podcast. My name is Shalene Johnson, and this is Quick Tip Tuesday. Let's get to it. Today, I want to talk to you about what you're doing in social media. Now, it's really important if you want to build a brand, if you want to learn more about what it is people want from you. If you don't have the money to invest in a focus group or to have someone specifically sit down with you and do the research to develop a plan for how it is you're going to create this product, service, or business that people want, one of the best ways to do this is by tapping into your social media following. And by tapping in, I mean digging in and having conversations, real conversations. Now, this will have a windfall effect for you. Number one, you're going to learn more about what it is you should be doing. Number two, what it is people want from you. And in the process, you're going to increase your engagement, which is going to help you to get more followers, which is going to help you grow your following faster. I'm going to share with you a concept that I like to call curiosity marketing.
This episode of Build Your Tribe is a special episode because it's brought to you by the Marketing Impact Academy. The Marketing Impact Academy is my mom's, really, it's her online school that we open up for registration just once a year. And I say we because I teach in it, and there are actually dozens of other experts from across different industries who teach inside the Marketing Impact Academy, but it's only open once a year. Only once a year do we open it. And if you want to know how to run an online business, even if you're not tech savvy, if you want to build a better online business, if you don't want to be a slave to your laptop or to your phone, or feel like you have to constantly be on social media, we get it. If you don't want to waste a ton of money on developing websites and spending money on SEO experts, then I invite you to check out MarketingImpactAcademy.com. We're opening registration super duper soon, and I'm actually really excited for this year's open registration. So don't miss out on all the amazing things that we have planned for you inside the Marketing Impact Academy. Again, you can visit MarketingImpactAcademy.com, and we'll put your name on the list so that you are first to be notified when registration opens up, because it's only open for a short window of time, and we only accept a certain number of entrepreneurs into the Marketing Impact Academy. So again, visit MarketingImpactAcademy.com to make sure that your name is on that list. Anyways, back to the episode.
Here's what I want you to remember. This word, questions. If you can get your followers to ask you questions, if you can get your followers to answer questions that you're asking of them, Now we're creating a dialogue, and that dialogue is going to give you incredible insights into what it is people want from you, how they want it delivered, how they want it packaged, what they want to name it, how much they're willing to pay, and in the process, you will grow your following. We know that social media has shifted in the last year to be much more personal. Instagram stories, Snapchat, Facebook stories, these are very personal feeling interactions. These are very personal platforms. Things aren't highly produced. It's like you're FaceTiming with somebody. Curiosity marketing is a term that I coined when I started recognizing that I personally was getting a bigger return on everything I was doing when it became more personal. I started gauging my metric for success was how many questions and conversations could I create or generate. And I started doing this specifically on Snapchat and then transferred it to Instagram stories. And now I'm getting better at doing it on Facebook. That's what you need in order to get your content into the newsfeed. And another way of thinking about curiosity marketing is any type of post you generate that generates a conversation where you have to listen and ask questions and go back and forth. Now that might sound cumbersome to you, but it doesn't have to be. And I'm going to share with you some ways to make this manageable so that you don't become a slave to your phone or a slave to your social media. Now, as a business owner, and perhaps even as somebody who spends a lot of time focused on building your business and your brand on Facebook, so how do you win at that game? By not coming across as someone who's constantly selling something, who has an agenda, by actually coming across such a way that people are like, oh, that's my friend. My favorite thing is when I meet you and you're like, oh my God, girl, I know everything about, like, I feel like we're best friends. Like, let's just sit down and just chat because you feel like you already know me. Like, I feel like a friend, I hope, because I talk to you like I'm your friend and hopefully you can talk that way to me. And that is how I feel about my lifers because you do talk to me like I'm your friend and I talk to you like I'm your friend. So for that reason alone, I'm going to win on Facebook because you don't see me as a brand trying to push something on you. You see me as a friend. How can you be seen as a friend by the people who you're trying to reach? I'll tell you how. Number one, stop selling. Stop selling. Stop pushing, stop promoting, stop overproducing all the stuff that you're creating. I mean, think about it. You know people who are in this realm, like they use social media to market their business. And then you also have people who are in your real life, like your aunt or your friend from high school, who they're in social media just because they're your friend. They're just, you know, sharing what's going on in their world. But it has a very different feel, doesn't it? One feels very polished and intentional and with an agenda, and the other one feels really organic. I'm suggesting that you experiment, right? Because there's exceptions to every rule, but I'm suggesting that you experiment with less produced, highly perfect content and more kind of documenting your day, and it's got to create a conversation. So don't share things that are just you think are beautiful or motivational. It's different now. That's what we used to use as our standard. Now you need to share things that look organic, that don't feel overly produced, but that get people involved in the conversation. Maybe it's a debate. Maybe it's their opinion. Maybe they're asking questions. And the only way people ask questions is if you're not giving them all the information, but you're giving them enough information to be curious. Because when we're curious, that's when we ask questions. When we feel like we have all the answers or we know all the information, we don't ask questions. The three principles I want you to keep in mind when it comes to curiosity marketing are these. Number one, shared words are for the birds. Number two, likes and follows wear thin, questions for the win. And number three, don't tell me you plan to sell me. Now I'll elaborate. Shared words are for the birds. What I mean by that is just remember that when you copy what somebody else is saying or exactly the way somebody else writes a post or even the copy that they're using in their emails for their business, on your landing pages, in your social media posts, when you copy someone else's words, it's like wearing someone's wardrobe who you like their style, but you're a different size. Like it doesn't fit right. It doesn't look right. It's like wearing somebody's clothes who's the same size as you, but they're not exactly the same style as you. So it never looks right. It never feels right. it's a little off. When we use other people's words, our passion, our truth, our authenticity does not come through. It just doesn't feel authentic. Our meter for BS is so sensitive, is so finely tuned because of all the BS that we see on TV, in social media, all the phony stuff, that we've gotten really good at spotting inauthenticity. It really stands out when we can tell people are being authentic. And the best way to be authentic is to be real. I mean, you've got to be real. So the next thing, when you're practicing curiosity marketing, is to remember that you don't want to tell people that you want to sell people. I mean, you're not in sales, I hope. I hope that you are in the business of serving other people. And when you're serving people, it's because you think it's in their best interest, which means you're not like pushing something down someone's throat that they're really not interested in. You know, I mean, I've had to have sales jobs before where I wasn't passionate about what it was I was selling, and I didn't feel like I was serving people. What am I talking about? Like specifically when I did telemarketing. Dude, I've done all kinds of sales. Sales where I wasn't exactly passionate about what I was selling. That's selling. That's sales. You know, it's not a good feeling, personally. I don't think so. I don't want to ever go back to selling. I want to serve people. And if you want to serve people, which is what I hope you do, you don't want to give people the impression that you are a salesperson, that you are selling them something. You do this inadvertently when you're constantly talking about your product or your company's name, especially those of you who are in network marketing. Whew, you guys, think about it. Let's just use a very popular MLM. If your name is Herbalife Amy, if your name is I Love Avon Ashley, well, we know that you're a rep for that company. So we also know that your job is to sell stuff. We don't know that that's where your heart is and that's what you're passionate about. So it's going to take us lowering our defenses. Whereas if you just use your name, you know, you just use the Ashley Official or whatever, then I just know you. I see you and that's who I connect with. I'm not already distracted by the fact that you're selling me. Another way that people do this is they put all their sales info in their bio. And then every post that they do, they don't create any curiosity. They lay it all out. They do a sales pitch, basically. I've seen this happen over and over again, where it's a social media post and they'll say, okay, guys, I'm starting a new challenge group for this new drink that's releasing on Friday. And this is what it's called. And this is what it does. And this is the company that I work with that you can get it from. Okay, so now I'm curious, but I also have a lot of information. In fact, so much information that I don't need to ask you a question. I have everything I need to do a Google search. I can interact with you where I know you're going to sell me, or I can do a little bit of consumer research, which most of us do. Most of us go to Google and we type in the name of the product or the service and we do a Google search. And when you do a Google search, when someone does a Google search on something that you would like to help them with, you've lost the opportunity to control that situation, right? So if I do a Google search on just about anything, anything from the Bible to a car to your name, there's going to be negative reviews and positive reviews. There's going to be people who hate it and people who love it. That's just the nature of the freaking internet. Can you believe it? There are people who don't like Oprah. Pick a side of the coin and there are people who hate it and people who love it. So why take that risk? Okay, now let's just say I read some reviews and I really like what these reviews say about this particular product. Why would I buy it from the person who I'm worried that you're also going to talk me into becoming a rep when I can buy it without any strings attached on Amazon? What you want to do is invite a conversation, create curiosity. And the way to do that is by not telling people that you plan on selling people. There's so many different examples I could share with you, but I don't know exactly your situation, but I do know this about you. You are smart enough to take these analogies and apply it to what it is you're doing in social media. Here's the golden rule. Drip out enough information that people ask questions. You know, share your enthusiasm, share your passion, share your results, share the features and benefits without sharing that final piece of information. Share just enough that people, they need to ask questions. And as a matter of fact, you need people to ask questions so you can enter into a conversation if you're truly about serving people. The other day, I had somebody send me a direct message on Instagram stories, and they said, you know, I've been following you for a long time. I listen to your podcast. I listen to Build Your Tribe. And I'm wondering if you think Marketing Impact Academy is right for my business. Now, my general answer is that Marketing Impact Academy is a must for anyone. It doesn't matter whether you're just starting out, you're not sure what your business should be, you've already got a business, you want to grow it. I personally believe it is the be-all, end-all for business building, especially those of you who need to build an online presence. However, if I just answered to her, yes, absolutely, and here's a link, I'm not really serving her because I honestly don't know if there's something she needs to do before the Marketing Impact Academy. My honest answer is to say, tell me a little, to get more information. And so I replied with, maybe, but let me ask you a few questions. Do you already have an existing business? If so, where are you struggling? If not, do you have an idea for an existing business? Because I personally am not going to suggest the Marketing Impact Academy to someone who has no idea what they want to do, like no clue. They're not even sure if they want to have passive income. I'm like, well, why would I recommend that to them? They need some clarity. They need to figure out what they're passionate about and if they really want passive income. Actually, I might go all the way back and figure out first, do they have a system for figuring out their passions, their priorities, and goal setting? Because if they don't, like, you got to figure that out before you become an entrepreneur. You need probably to have some direction. And I would suggest that they start with a push journal. That would be the starting point. My point is, if you're truly in this to serve others, you have to listen to others. And if you're giving out all the information that you think people need, then that's not a conversation. That's a monologue. So my last and final tip for you to think about when creating content that builds curiosity is to remember this. Okay, remember this phrase. Likes and follows wear thin. Questions for the win. I'm going to challenge you to create your next social media post, your next piece of content, not with the intention of seeing how many likes or shares or new follows you get, but instead, I want you to measure your success based on how many questions and follow-up conversations you can generate. Because that, my friends, is how we build relationships, by listening. It is my goal to be brief, to be bright, to make it fun and then be done. And we're done.
Some people might say coffee doesn't need chocolate, but you're not some people. You're a dreamer. You see the possibilities of chocolate and caramel flavors swirling together with cold brew, topped with velvety chocolate cold foam and cocoa caramel crumbles. That imagination can only be rewarded with Dunkin's new caramel chocolate cold brew. It's a cold brew dream come true. America runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer. Terms apply.